When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, namaste, bitches. It's Teresa Giudice, and I'm here with my co-host, Melissa Feaster.
What's up? Namaste, bitches. Teresa, hello.
Hi, honey. I'm a little tired today. How are you feeling?
Because we just had Christmas.
Yeah, I'm like a little, you know, I'm happy. Isn't it sad? Like, you know what? Of course, the kids got great gifts. I got great gifts. Like, we all got great gifts. Like, so, but the thing is, it's just like, that's the best part of Christmas. And of course, being with the family, but it's just so much work, getting up to that point. You know, it's just a lot. So it's just draining.
You know what it's like? It's like when you're a kid and you're getting ready for the prom. Like you stress, you worry, like what dress, and all of a sudden the prom comes and it's gone in like 2 minutes. And you're like, what the fuck did I just do to spend the last month getting ready for?
Exactly.
And now it's gone.
You say like same thing wedding. With the wedding. Yeah.
Exactly. Everything.
It's like a lot. That's why you just got to, I did it. Christmas Eve came. I did enjoy it. Like when it happened, I was like relaxing. But then that's the thing too. And Gabrielle is amazing. Like as we're sitting, I feel bad. Like she's the first one to get up, start cleaning. And I'm like, Gabrielle, just sit. We'll do it later, you know? But it's just in her to do that, you know? And Louie's dad, my father-in-law, I know some people used to like criticize me for saying that when I would say, like, if I say even my ex's, Joe's mom, it's like, I don't mean it in a disrespectful way, but right? Is that a bad thing to say if I say Louie's dad?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So some people have said that, like, instead of, I don't know, but my father-in-law, I don't know. I think I got criticized that for a long time ago.
You're saying my father-in-law?
Like Joe's mother or Joe's father. Yeah. I don't know. Weird. I know.
Instead of saying in-law?
Like yeah. Father-in-law? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I know.
You have to focus about the dumbest things.
You have to be, just want to make sure I'm politically correct with everything. So that's why I'm asking you.
Because you're whatever you want.
You know, I think you would correct me if I'm saying something wrong. Yeah.
And by the way, you can say whatever you want.
Yeah. But my father-in-law was saying how amazing, all the girls are, but Gabriella, she's the first one to get up and she's like, yeah, exceptional, like beyond, you know? And so it was beautiful. Do you guys say grace before you eat?
I mean, attempting to like have everyone at the table waiting while the 4 and 6 year old maniacs, like, sure, we say it, but I don't know if like half of the kids' plates are like gone by that time.
But we've never said grace before until since I've been with Louie's family, and Louie's dad is very big on doing that. So it was beautiful. So, Louie's dad was gonna, he was supposed to, I had everybody coming over at 5:30, but then Louie's dad had a meeting for AA. He dedicates his life now to helping other people, which is so beautiful. Yeah. Like, so on Christmas Eve, he had to go to a meeting, and help people get through Christmas Eve and everything. So he's like, I'm not going to get there. So you guys start eating without me. So he's like, I probably won't get there till 7:38, but you know what? Christmas Eve again, I don't even know where the day went.
Madness.
I'm still like, I was doing stuff all day long. By the time I set the table, it was like perfect timing. I told my sister-in-law Jen to come over. Like, she's like, I'll be there 5:36. I know she didn't get here till like 6:30 or think 6:30 or 7, which was perfect because then we ended up just waiting for my father-in-law. And I'm so happy we did, because you know what he said to me? Like he wrote Louie and I a text. And he's like, you never know if I'm going to be here next year. I hate when they start saying that.
Yeah.
And he's like, make sure you, and he was telling Louis to make sure you say grace. And he was telling them everything to say. He wrote like Louis's parents, they're very well-spoken, both of them. His mom's a therapist. His dad, I told you, graduated college at 72. And they're always learning, always improving. And he writes very well. Louis's dad, he wrote like this long text to both of us, you know, saying, you know, I'm because he thought we were going to start eating without him. Because I thought we were going to start Christmas Eve earlier.
Right.
But I was so
happy. Life happens and people are coming and doing their thing.
You know, it was perfect because Gabriella ended up making a crumb cake. She made an artichoke dip. Crumb cakes and artichoke dip. Yeah, that's Gabriella all day. She was in the kitchen. I'm cleaning up and finishing wrapping gifts, all that stuff. Like, this is like, you know, this is what I'm doing. So then anyway, we waited for my father. So it was beautiful because Louis did say grace and he said everything that his father told him to say. And it was beautiful that we were all together. And that was it. Yeah, it was nice.
Does Louis really like listen to his dad? Because you know how like some like older men and then their dad and it's like, I'm my own man. Like you don't tell me what to do anymore. Like I do my thing.
Yeah. No, if anything, I think the woman sometimes could help with that. It depends what kind of wife you have, you know? And I know I'm that person for Louis. Like his father sent that text. I made sure I went through that text with Louis, you know, and I said, your father wants you to say this, make sure you do it. You know, you respect him, whatever he wants, you should follow through. And he's like, of course, you know?
So you kind of nudge him a little bit, like, let's listen to our parents.
And I think he would too. This is my whole thing. I'm very old school. Like I respected my parents till the last second, you know, I'm not that type of woman would ever blame my parents for any situation that I was in growing up.
I hate people who do that.
I know my parents did the best job they could. So when adults blame their kids, when adults blame their parents for the situation that they're in, or like, you know, if it wasn't for my father, if it wasn't for my mother, I wouldn't be in this situation. No.
That drives me nuts.
It's your life. You do, you know, what happens in your life is because you made it happen.
Put your big girl panties on and take responsibility and accountability for what is happening in your life. You're not 16 anymore. You're not six anymore.
Right.
Like grow up and like make your own choices. It has nothing to do with what happened when you were 10 and you know, with your parents.
I'm that's why I'm old fashioned that way. So I listen, nobody's perfect. You know what I mean?
Everybody else.
Like no one's perfect. So like I know all parents, they try their best.
Yeah.
And listen, not all parents, you know, some parents make mistakes, but listen, that's life, right? You live and learn, you keep going. You know, if you make a mistake, the next time you try not to make the same mistake twice.
My sister, one of my sisters, listen, I'll make it general. Okay. So we don't know exactly who. One of my sisters, let's say, in her almost 50, everything that happens to her today at almost 50 years old is always my parents' fault.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Trust me, I'm around that a lot. Like, you know, I don't respect that. Yeah. Easy. You're your own person. You make your own, you know, your own path for, you know, we all have our own journey in life. So, like even my kids, like, look, Adriana, Joe left when she was six.
Yeah.
She wakes up always happy because I feel like I rub off on her because that's how I wake up. And I'm always giving her so much love because, you know, I want to give her the love because, you know, She only gets love from, I mean, Joe gives her love too. Don't get me, you know, but when from he sees far, her though, from far away. Here. Yeah. So, but like, I try to give her so much love and yeah. Cause I, sometimes I get sad. Cause I'm like, she grew up with no dad, you know, she's she Joe's gone since she's 6 years old.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like Adriana was so, she was such a baby. She probably didn't know much. And
yeah, Melania no,
was enough, old enough to understand things. And
yeah,
grasp
Melania, them. Yeah, Melania hit her the hardest. And Gabriella was a year older than Melania, but look, Gabriella was different. And so was Gia. And, but like, for instance, like my dad was like for Adriana, my dad was like, they're like, after Joe left, my dad stepped in and like as their grandfather, as their no-no, you know, he was there for them. Like he
loved,
and that's what kept him going. Like he knew, like I didn't have a man around. So my father was the guy that was their male role model, which he was. And they looked up to him. I mean, yesterday we all went to the mausoleum all together. It was like so beautiful. Like I know my parents were so, you know, with Louie and I, with the four girls, like we all went there. We were there together. And I know, you know, I'm sure that made them happy, you know?
Yeah. Cool. Well, of course. I mean, they were before Joe left and after Joe left, they're always a huge part of the girl's life.
Yeah, always. No, they were. So, I mean, and Louie always says that he wished he would have met my parents. Yeah. I wish he would have met them. And even my father-in-law says that. He's so sweet. He just left. That's why I was just talking to him. And it's sweet. This is what I want to say, put it out there. If your parents are trying to tell you they want to spend time with you, spend time with them. You know, maybe they want to tell you guys things. It's weird.
But do
sometimes.
You think he's saying that because he feels like it's his time soon? Or is he just saying it like, I just want to spend time with you and there's no other meaning behind it?
Yeah, no, he was like, you never know. Like he was just telling me a story that his mom was getting wheeled into the operating room and she never came out. Yeah. Her aorta collapsed and she turned around to him and said, you know, and like called him out of four kids and said, you know, like, you got this, you know, and he did. But the thing is, yeah, it's like, you know, we never know when it's going to be your time.
Never know.
Yeah. So it's like, but if your parents are reaching out to you and like saying they want to see you, spend time with you, do it, guys. Cause you don't want to you don't want to have any regrets. So, just, you know, I have no regrets with my parents. I really don't. Like I was always there for them. And that's what another thing. I'm very big on this too. It bothers me. I don't want to say the word hate because that's not a good word to say. But when someone passes away, it's too late.
Yeah.
Like when you go and see them after they pass away, they can't see you. Yeah. So it's like.
Like they're making up for what they didn't do while they were alive.
It's like, and my father was very big on that too. My father used to always say, I want you to enjoy me while I'm alive now. Yeah, he's like, once I die, I'm not going to see you. And I don't even care. That's why my dad wanted to get cremated. Cause he's like, you don't need to come and see me. You know, I want you to spend time with me when I'm on this earth.
Right.
You know, and like, let's have fun together. He's like, once I die, I'm gone, you know? Yeah. And I'm so like that too. Like I don't want to wake. My kids already know, no wake. Like nobody's going to do my hair and makeup, like, you know, like my hair and makeup. Yeah, no. No one's going to see me in a coffin. Yes. I'm so not into
Let's
that.
Just be clear. Yes. I am not getting my hair nailed and makeup done when I die.
Stress on me. And like, but no, nobody's doing my hair and makeup. Nobody's going to see me in a coffin laying there. I think everybody to remember me the way they remember me, you know?
But I think there's a difference between I'm telling you this because like, I think I'm going to go and saying this because I just want us to enjoy the moment. You know, like when people feel like they're going to go soon, they're like, they say these things, like, let's get it all in. Or is it just like, you never know what's going to happen. Let's enjoy the moment. Not because I wish,
like, this is the thing. Like, I know my mom, like there's things probably she wanted to tell me, but she didn't tell me. because she wanted to keep, like, she didn't want to upset me with certain things. But I know she would tell other, like, her friends, you know, because then later on afterwards, they told me, you know what I mean? So, because that's the thing, like, parents, good parents, yeah, sometimes, look, I know my parents, there's things that they didn't tell me because they didn't want to try to keep the peace with stuff.
Us. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And same thing with me. Like, I mean, listen, with Joe, I tell my daughters, you know, exactly what went down, because I don't want them making the same mistake. Like, you know, they need to be involved and know everything that's going on, you know, with their right. husband, not me. I was just like, I just let him take care of everything. And then look what happened, you know? So it's like, I want them to be, you know, open their eyes and make sure that, you know, they weren't naive like I was. So right. that's why I'm very open with them. I tell them everything. So,
well, I think too that it's like part of the whole learn from other people's experiences to save yourself the heartache, the money, the time, like whatever it is. If something happens to you, I need to learn and see that so I don't make that same mistake and go through the same whatever it is. Like, it's always, you always should try to learn from others' experiences.
Right. Like, do you know, like, all your finances with Josh?
Are
you?
Yes.
Oh, see, that's good.
Well, because like first of all, you're my co-host and like a very integral part of my life. I see, regardless of anything else, just knowing what you've been through, I don't want to go through that. Right. Like, yeah. That's my husband. Like, I blindly follow him and believe everything he says, even if it's good intentions. So that alone. But there's so much going on, and I try to educate myself, and finances and math and all that shit is not in my thing. So he's very good at that. So I try to learn from him, and like, there's houses, there's this, like, there's just a lot. And so I want to know where everything is going and what for my kids and paying bills and who we're taking care of. And, you know, it's just, there's a lot going on, and I don't want to be an idiot about it.
I mean, you should educate yourself with that, because like, you never know what's going to happen in life, you know, right. Really, like you don't. And I mean, you could just walk out the door and get hit by a car, God forbid, you know?
I mean, fuck. Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, no, but I'm serious. Like, you never like,
no, I know.
It's like, that's why, you know, new wives should do that. I just was like, you know, I just never was involved. And it's, you know, we are in 2024. That's one thing, like, you should know everything, you know.
Women are running the world just as much as men. Like, we need to be strong and know these things regardless for our kids, for ourselves. Like, we need to be strong. And like, yes. It's not old school world where it's like the men just, you know, don't ask questions, they go, they make the money, they do the work. And you sit home and, you know, you're like crotchless apron making dinner and pregnant and taking care of the kids and, you know, have sex on call. So,
yeah, no. And that's the thing. Like, I try to tell my daughters, like, I don't say to them, like, I'm like, you need, yeah, like, I want them to work. Like, I want them to, like, to not rely on a man. Because, like, look, I feel like I was married, but I feel like with all the money I paid back and everything, I feel like I was never married. Like, I feel like I took care of myself with my four kids.
Yeah, you took,
because if you add up all the money that, yeah, I mean, it's like, I feel like I was by myself, because,
well, you were by yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I was married for 19 years, and then we made 20 when he was in there, and it's like, if, and then it's like, then I had to pay back every, so he left, right? So this is the thing, he leaves and then I get stuck with all his debt.
Yeah.
Which is like, it's mind blowing, you know? And it's like, then you don't even know what Joe said to me. Why are you paying it? I'm like, why am I paying it? I have to pay it. My name is on there with yours. He's like, you shouldn't pay it. This is, so if I listen to, I know this is like the type of, like, it's like, you're like, oh my, I just can't. What? He's dating, and he keeps dating lawyers. I hope they make him smarter, you know? Like, what, you know, it's like, are you kidding? Like, yeah. Like, I just told him I had to pay it when, you know, like, I'm paying off his taxes and I think I'm done now. And he's like, why are you paying it? You're dumb. I'm like, I have to pay it.
That's good. Like, a lot of people would just like be floating through, not learning from others' mistakes or their own mistakes or their own, like, whatever happened. Like, look at you. Look at now. Look at the corner or the table. What the fuck is the word? Like, you changed completely. Like, 180. You went from there, and what happened? And now you're writing the checks and you're paying back everybody and you're dotting, you know, your I's and crossing your T's.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, because then I worked and then right before a week before I gave birth to G, I stopped working and he's like, I got you. He's like, you don't have to work. So I stayed home for what, 7 years? And then I got housewives.
Do you know everything? Like, do you know everything with Louis and like the financials of you guys?
No, because, you know, it's like, he has a financial advisor.
Yeah.
I guess who I would speak to that person and all that. And, you know, and he would do that. I guess because we just got married and, you know, I'm not asking. I know there's some wives that ask everything and they want to know everything.
I do.
And yeah. See, I'm not like that. I'm very independent. I do my own thing. So I don't really, you know, I know he shows me and everything, but like, I don't know like every little thing because I'm just, you know, I'm like, this is how I feel that he should tell me, you know, like I'm not going to ask, like he should tell me, you know?
Yeah. But do you think that like, I think a lot of people should do a lot of things, but unfortunately people, most of the time, at least in my experience.
Well, he's very organized. So God forbid anything. He's very like crosses every T, dots every I even more than I do. And so I'm sure God forbid anything, he probably has that handled. I don't want to cross any boundaries. Like it's, you know what I mean? That's how I feel. Like I don't want to cross any boundaries, but like he knows where I stand. So
what if he was like, yo, hun, here, sign this. Would you be like, what am I signing?
Oh, of course. Oh, that, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That I would totally, yeah. I would, yeah, of course. Oh, that.
See, I'm a
psycho. I would never sign anything else. You like, when you met Josh, did he have the money that he has now?
Not even close.
Right. So
we
that's
nothing.
So you guys built that together. So you, yes. That's the difference, you know?
But also, I don't like, even when we had nothing, like we lived in a one bedroom, like we had in a like 700 square foot one bedroom. That's the first place we moved in together. Even then, I was like, I want to know everything. I mean, I want to know what the hell he had for lunch today. Like I know, and I want to know everything. Like Josh calls me DA Feaster because he's like, oh my God, you missed your calling. All you do is ask questions. And I'm like, A, I love you. And I want to know.
Well, I mean, it's different with you guys. Cause exactly when you met him, he didn't have what he has now. So like now, of course, now you're involved, which you should be, you know, with me and Joe, I grew up very naive, like very old school. Like Joe got this, you know, he's taking care of everything, which I shouldn't have did that. I mean, my mom, she used to pay the bills in our house. My father would come home, give her the money. She would take care of everything.
But see, that's not old school.
No, I know. But with me, I don't know. And I guess it was just weird because Joe made me sign a prenup. Meanwhile, he didn't have anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, it was so, oh my God, he didn't even have like, I can't what? Like.
That threw you off a little bit?
Yeah. So it threw me off. So I was just like, then that was just like, I'm like, what do you like? He was not like he was. It's not like he was some prince or something that I was like going into this fortune family or anything like that. Yeah, I was like, please. It's just, oh my God, when I even think about that, and I should have told my father. I should have told my father back then, and I didn't. Because I only told my mother because my father. I wanted to call off the wedding, and my mother wouldn't let me. She wouldn't let me. My mother was just like. You know, like she said, like, what's everybody going to say? And I'm like, I don't care. Like, I wanted to call. And then I just felt bad, like for the embarrassment for my parents.
Were you in love with him?
I thought I was, but I see the difference between how I am with Louis than and how I was with Joe. I could see the difference.
Well, you're also, it's also been, you know, you've grown up.
Yeah. Like I could see
freaking
the difference.
Living with your parents.
This is the thing. I think I settled with Joe because I dated someone for on and off for 6 years. He cheated on me. And then I was so devastated by that, that I didn't trust men anymore. I was just like, oh, I was like, so like I didn't trust men. I really didn't. Cause like, he really did break my heart because here I really love this person and my parents loved him. He was very charismatic. He would walk in a room. Everybody would look at him. He dressed amazing. Vice versa. We both were like this power couple. And then again, you know, his dad did things growing up and it's kind of weird. It's so crazy because some kids follow their father's footsteps.
Right.
Certain sons follow their father's footsteps. And then there's certain sons that don't, mm-hmm. you know, like Louis is the total opposite from his dad. And he tells me that, you know, even his dad, you know, his dad sees that. And like, but my first boyfriend, he, like his father did things. Oh, well, now everybody knows cheated. So right. Yeah. And then I guess he was following his father's footsteps because yeah, he cheated on me, you know? And I think
he didn't break the cycle.
Yeah. And I heard he was having that cycle for a while. And then he was doing that for a long time.
And then you met Joe.
Then I knew Joe my whole life.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
You never heard this story, right?
Yeah, so I did. I remember.
No, but yeah. I never talked about it on the podcast, right? Did I ever talk about it on the podcast?
I don't know.
Joe my whole life, and my mom used to always keep me away from Joe. Like, Joe was a bad boy. Like, he used to get in trouble because my mother and his mother were friends, and he would get in trouble, and he would have to get bailed out. Like a few times he went to jail for the day and my mother would go bail him out with his mom. And like, you know, but I knew he came from an amazing family.
Yeah.
You know, Joe's family's amazing family. He was just going through this thing. Like him and his dad were butting heads and he was going through this rebellious time. And then he ended up, he was in business with his dad. He dropped out of high school. His ex-girlfriend's family made him get his GED. Then he ended up starting to, you know, stucco business with his dad. Then he ended up going on his own because him and his dad were fighting a lot. So then he went on his own and he was successful. Yeah. And then, but because my mom used to keep me away from him.
Of course, that's what you can't have.
Yes. Yeah, so that's everyone. Another lesson I want to put out there. Any moms out there, that if you don't want your daughter to be with the guy that she's with,
don't let him be
it.
With her.
Yeah. Don't say anything. Don't say anything. Don't try
shut
to keep
your mouth.
Yeah. Don't try to keep, I'm just giving you my experience. So
yeah, because girls are insane. We're crazy and we always want what we can't
yeah,
have.
Yeah. So it's like my mom was keeping me away from him. So it's like, I wanted him like more and it's meanwhile, listen to your mothers. Your mothers always know best. But I have to say, looking at my four daughters, if one thing I did great with Joe was I had four beautiful, amazing daughters. Yes.
Sure.
So we did make beautiful babies together. So we really did. And they're strong. They're powerful. Joe and I are both strong. I mean, the guy got shipped to another country and he's making lemons out of lemonade, you know,
totally.
Or lemonade out of lemons. That's
he's
it.
He's making both. So,
yeah.
But like your first series, you get cheated on. And then Joe, which you're together for a long time, but what happens with Joe happens.
And the thing is, and that's, you see what I mean, Melissa? Like, I didn't trust men. So it's like, I didn't want to, I was like scared that, and Joe was always there. Like if I ever called him, he always picked up the phone for me. Like he was that guy. Like any girl he was with, if I would call him, he would drop any girl for me. Like I never was with him sexually until like we started actually dating. Like that's the thing. So any of his ex-girlfriends, if they're listening to this, I never cheated on you with Joe because, yeah, I'm so not. That's not how
I roll. Once a cheater, always a cheater.
Yeah, I don't roll like that. I mean, you know, we might have made out, but I wasn't dating anyone. Like, so we might have made out, like.
But we didn't go further than second base, okay?
Yeah, just kissing. That's it. So, but I don't. I mean, and at the time, I don't even know if he probably said, "Oh, I'm not talking to her right now," or whatever. Because I'm not.
But you go through these things with these guys, and then you meet Louis. Are you like, I've been cheated on. I've been lied to. I went to jail for this man. I'm a single mom. Like, why then were you like, I'll take the plunge again?
Oh, I mean, it felt right. Yeah. I mean, it was like the best feeling. Being with Louis was like the ultimate best feeling ever. Like the actual falling in love, like the real fairy tale. Like I felt like a princess. He made me feel like a princess, like filled in every single blank, everything my parents ever wanted for me is Louis. Cause my dad didn't like the way Joe's vocabulary. My dad didn't like Joe's vocabulary. He would, when he would speak, he would use the word fuck a lot. You know, like, oh my God, there's this TikTok thing.
Wait, what's wrong with that?
Yeah. And this little girl says, Ma, you say fuck all the time. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh my God. This little girl on Instagram.
Was it Vivian?
No. Oh my God. No. Did you ever see this TikTok? I have to send it to you.
No, that's my real life. I don't need to see someone else's TikTok.
Oh my God. No, this little girl. Oh my God. She, like, so adorable. She's like, Ma, you say fuck every time. And she's like, no, I don't. She's like, yes, you do. You say fuck, 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 fuck. Oh my God, this little girl is so cute. So anyway,
Vivian every day.
My dad didn't like Joe's vocabulary. And my mom too. My mom used to be like, why don't you date a guy that you should have married somebody that wears a suit, comes home dressed nice in a suit. Now you got to wash his construction clothes all dirty. Because my mom used to wash my father's construction clothes. And then he ended up being a shoe repair. First he was construction, then he was a shoe. Like, you know, clothes had cement on it. So my mother's like, you should have married a guy that wore a suit. This is what my mom used to say to me, yeah. And and a guy that speaks like so sweet to you with the words and caress you and all, and like, you know, with their words. And Louis does that. It's so crazy. Like, you know, when I went to the cemetery, to mausoleum yesterday, I said, I'm with Louis, guys. I'm like, yep, he's the exact guy that you guys always wanted me to be with. Like, I always say that to them, you know?
Did you see anything though that like, cause listen, after what you've been through and just in general, doing the show and being on TV and all that, you have a guard up and a wall. So was did you see anything that was like, oh, okay, this guy did this or has this, or this worries me a little bit. Like even with, when I was meeting, we're older in life. We're not young.
No, but especially because I'm in the public eye. So I was very careful. That's why I didn't want no one to know about Louis until I wanted people to know about Louis.
Yeah.
And it was my decision. But again, of course, who brings it out on the show? My family member.
Yeah.
My brother's the one that talked that outed Louis on our TV show. He's the one that brought him up. He's the one that told everybody I was dating him. You know, because again, you know, using me as a storyline, it's like, but it's like, stop, you know, it's like, it's my life. Like I wanted to bring him out when I wanted to bring him out, you know, because I have four daughters. I was careful. I wanted to make, you know, I wanted to cross every T, dot every I, and thank God, you know, he was
amazing. Was there anything at all? I don't even care if it's like the freaking deodorant that he wore that you were like, he makes the list. Like he checks all these boxes, except like this thing is like worrisome a little. I mean,
Everyone's going to see next season what we've been dealing with for the past 3 years since I've been with him. So everybody's going to see that next season. And, you know, but I never blamed him for it. Never blamed him. And we never fought over it. If anything, I loved him even more because, you know, I know the person he is. Right. So, like I'm with him every day. So it's like, you know, the person. So if someone's trying to paint someone to be a someone else, and there was a lot of lies and like
bullshit, you know,
which everyone's going to see. And, you know, so yeah, which, And that's what, and like, that's the thing. That's why I always stood, I always walked with my head up high, even this whole legal situation with Joe, because I know in my heart, like I wasn't involved. I didn't do anything. Exactly. So that's why I always walked with my head up high. I didn't have to walk with my head down. Like, oh my God, I was involved. No, because I was not involved. And that's why I'm like, there's a reason why I had to go through this. Okay. I didn't know it at the time, but now I got my answer.
Right.
Because I probably would have never left Joe. I mean, maybe I would, this is the way my life was supposed to go. This was all supposed to happen in order for me to meet Louie.
Some things just happen for a reason.
Right. And I mean, and that's what I tell my kids too. And my kids see, you know, they see it too. They see how happy we are. And they like, you know, they adore Louie. Like, that's the thing. It was like very easy, thank God, to be a blended family. It really was.
Because it's just harder. Yeah. Like, we're not 20 anymore. I mean, when you get older and you start dating, or you're dating again or trying to marry again, it's like everyone has baggage. Everyone has a past. You know, we're not.
Oh, yeah. And who cares? Exactly. And if when you start dating someone, who cares about their past? Like,
well, I did.
Oh, you did?
I was like, why are you a hoe?
Wait, like, to who?
Josh.
Well, he was an agent at the time, so he was dating around.
Yeah, well, I don't care. I don't want you, like, just to tip in with all people all over the city. Like,
you're I had an issue with it. I want to hear about Josh. Well, look, because he didn't find the right one, so he was dating around.
I mean, he was, like, 30s. When did he meet me? I mean, 30s, in his 30s.
Okay, that's even better, because then he knows what he wants.
Right. Well, he wanted a lot of things before me, which was the issue. But like, he was like, I'm like, I love this. I love this. I love this. Hard worker. Nice. Like, great to his mom, whatever. All these loving, genuine, real. But then I was like, but, you know, we had a little too many hoes tickling the pickle, you know? And I was like, that was
but
hard.
Thank God you didn't have any crazy hoes that were involved with any crazy hoes involved in your life when you started dating him.
Thank God, no, that did not happen.
See, you're so happy. See, so then who cares?
No, well, I did at the time. Now I'm like, that was dumb to like worry so much. But like when you're in it, you're just like, and again, if you've been burned before, I've been cheated on, I've been lied to, I've been abused. It's like you have a guard up.
Oh, so- yeah. I mean, listen, Louie went on a date when he met me. He went on a date the night before he met me, and then he meets you the next day. Yeah. And it's like, and then he never, once he met me, like, I guess I, you know, I did something to him because he never spoke to that girl again. Yeah. And at the time I was seeing someone, and then I stopped talking to that person also.
Oh. Yeah.
And it was like, it was perfect timing because listen, it was a good, you know, the person was great. We just weren't for each other. So it worked out.
What you needed at the time.
Yes. It was like perfect. It was just the way it all worked out. It was like perfect. Cause like I would never want to hurt anyone. And you know, that person knew that. And yeah. And with Louie, yeah, he just had met her, and you know, it's funny.
It's just like, it's Christmas, right? And it's such a happy time, but it's also like there's real stuff. Like, look, you're working all day, and Louie's dad is late because he's a recovering alcoholic, and he's out there like returning, like giving it back. Like, he had to have people help him to get through, and now he's giving back and returning, you know. And that's how, you know, someone told me, like, we're all links in a chain. And if you keep giving, the links keep going. But if you break the cycle, the whole fucking chain is done. Right? So it's just like.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing.
No one can see me doing this. But, you know, it's so, I always think about that. I'm always like, be a good link in the chain. Like, give it back. And give it back, hoping that person you're giving it to will then give and return. And so the chain keeps going. and it doesn't break. And then you hope in your weird, crazy blonde world.
Or even if it doesn't happen, you just keep going in the same path and keep helping. And,
totally.
And you know, just you, as long as you know you're doing the right thing, that's all that matters, you know?
Totally. It is because we were giving, I mean, LaPan down the street, like, I'm not like addicted to their coffee at all. Okay. So it's like supersize me, hit me with it hard. So I'm like, we're obsessed with it. We live there. I mean, I don't know why we don't have stock in the place or own half of it, the money that we spend there. And we're there, it's Christmas, they're open, and we go there and they're so nice to us. And we're just like, we left them a lot of money, right? Because it's like, you're good to us. And by the way, you're sitting here on your Christmas and you're making me some coffee. Like, this is more important to you than it is to me right now. Like, you're helping us. Like, we help you and give back. And like, they, it was like you gave them $1 million. It's just like what a little bit of kindness can do to somebody. And you don't even know how much it could help somebody else. Right.
Yeah. No, I mean, listen, we always give back. We really do. And let's think, we don't always say it, but like Louis, even, I mean, when I met him, very charitable, very giving, always helping. That's the thing. It's like, I have 4 kids. I had a lot going on in my life. You know, he's like with the career and everything. And he's always like so amazing, always giving back, like so many charities that he donates to. Yeah, no, it's beautiful.
Cause you know what, and Teresa, we last episode, all the episodes, I'm always like, we are so lucky to have.
Yeah, and you're very, like, since I've known you, you're like, you're always giving back, which, you know, I love that about you.
Well, thank you, babe. I appreciate that. Yeah.
No,
like, because we're lucky, like, we have healthy children.
Well,
that's the thing.
Exactly. You know? And like, exactly. And when we're on this platform, it's like, you know, we're on here for a reason. So,
that's why,
and if we could give back, it's like a beautiful thing. And that's, you know, and a lot of us do that are on this platform. We do.
Right. Well, like, because, you know, I mean, what the hell's the point? Like,
yeah.
You're just an asshole then. Like, if you are like lucky in your life and like you have your career, you have finances okay, and you have healthy children and a good marriage.
So many celebrities give back, which is a beautiful thing. It really
is. I would help.
We all like, we all get talked about and like get ridiculed and all this stuff on social media. But yeah, I mean, there's so many celebrities that give back, right?
Yeah.
Unless a lot.
No, 1,000% they do.
Which is amazing because they know they have this platform. So they put it to a good use also,
right.
You know?
Well, it's just too, it's like Christmas is such a happy thing, but like, look how real, like the realness also is there. It's not like, it's just like everyone's around the Christmas tree and we're opening gifts. And it's just like this like Hallmark movie, like look, the realness that's set in for you, the stuff about Louis's dad. Like,
no. And the thing is, I don't think my follower looks amazing. God bless him. He looks so good. The thing is, it's like, if they're just like, there's things that I wish I would have asked my mom more. And he's like, I tell Louis, I'm like, you should ask him anything you want to know because you never know. I mean, look, my mom at 66, my dad at 76, you know, it's like, you never know. And it's like, I wish I would have had more time with my mom to ask her more questions, like just about her life. You know, I just wanted to know more about her life because I mean, you know, it was like, life's so busy. You're always like moving. Yeah. It's like,
but that's the thing, but you're doing that now. Like you can woulda, coulda, shoulda yourself to death. Like literally, you can always live in the past. Like I should have done this. And like always live in that. Or you can do like what you're doing and making sure you talk to your kids all the time and you're close with your kids and you tell them things and they tell you things. Like,
yeah, no, we do. Yeah. But yeah, we do. But that's what I'm saying. Just anybody else out there, like, if there's something you want to know, go ask your parents. Go ask anything.
I always say you never know until you ask. And I don't care what it is.
For a job, for anything. Yeah, I used to be very private, or I don't know if you would say private. Yeah, or yeah, when or I just wouldn't ask anybody anything. I would just try to always figure it out on my own.
The pride.
Yes, maybe that, or just like, or just trying to figure out my own and like not needing help, like that way. And then I realized, like, why did I do that? Like, it's good to ask because somebody could be going through the same thing that you're going through, and so you don't make the same mistake they made. And it's good to ask. Like when we were going through our legal stuff, we should have asked so many more questions because we could have got better legal advice. But listen, it was supposed to go the way it went. That's what I'm saying.
I think a lot of people, especially women, because we think we're super women and that we can do it all and that we have the answers. And if we don't know the answers, like we can figure it out ourselves. I think a lot of people don't ask for things. And I now, because I stopped expecting people to do what I would do, because then I feel like my expectations are never met, because I'm expecting someone to act how I would. And I don't feel like I act like everybody else in certain situations. So then I feel let down because they're not giving me what I am thinking that they should. So what I do is just put myself in their situation. And like the first time, like if someone's like, oh, this happened to me, my first thing is, what can I do to help? Because most people like us won't ask. They won't say, I need help, or I need advice, or I need whatever. So I'm like, what can I do? Like Christmas, like we have divorces going on now with our, within between Josh and the parents, the grandparents. So like half of Christmas was spent somewhere with some of the people. And then we had to do a whole separate one because there's a divorce going on and no one can be with each other. And it's like, as annoying as it is for me and the kids don't get it. Like, they're like, why isn't Grammy, or, you know, why aren't they here? Why aren't we all together? Yeah. I'm like, if it's that annoying for me, it must be that much harder for the actual people going through it.
Yeah.
And it's hard because it's like, you think that, but then you also go into real life and most people, when something happens, they relate it to how it affects them. Like, oh my God, this just happened. How is it going to affect me? Cause that's just, I think, human nature. And I do that. Like I did that. I was like, my kids are 4 and 6. Now there's like separate things for separate people. And you know what it did? The first thing it did is put me back into my childhood. When my parents sat me down, I was 5 years old, and they said, your mom and I are getting a divorce. Teresa, I remember, they'll be like, don't you remember going to Myrtle Beach? Don't you remember going to Disney World? Don't you remember going to Hilton Head and all those vacations? And I'm like, not a one. Because you know what my first memory is? 5 years old, on the white couch. I remember the texture. I remember the 3 mirrors behind me. And it was them saying, we're getting a divorce. I didn't know what the fuck divorce meant. But I knew that it meant mommy and daddy wouldn't be together. And then my next memory is sitting on the stairs listening to them fighting. And that's it.
Aww.
I don't remember like anything else. They're like, what about that pink purse that you loved? Or like that thing that you did? Or
you know what? I'm going to ask my kids, what are some of the things they remember when they were little?
You should. Because
we were talking about that the other day, and they were saying, I forgot, they were saying certain things that they remembered. Yeah, but I want to know more. Yeah. Me too, from my childhood, there's certain things that I remember, you know? There's certain things I remember, but
do you first remember good, or like there's so many good things that happened in my childhood?
Well,
why don't I remember those things?
Yeah. I mean, I do remember like that my parents, like they loved us tremendously. Like we had a small family and my parents lived for me and my brother. Right. That's what I know. And I always, I know that my parents, they didn't care about anything else. They were the best parents ever. And they cared about their kids. Like, I remember, like, even like we would go to the beach for the day. Both of them wouldn't fall asleep. One would fall asleep so the other one could keep an eye on us. Yeah. Like, they would take turns napping. That. Yeah. Like,
isn't that crazy what we remember? Like, you're remembering one parent fell asleep and one parent.
Yeah. Cause my mom was so attentive to us. She was like the best mom ever. She really was like, and that's how, I mean, look, subconsciously, I didn't grow up around kids. I didn't even know. I never changed a diaper until I had Gia. I never did. And then motherhood just came so natural to me. And I guess it's what I saw with my mom. Yeah. And I didn't even want to bother my mother when I had Gia. I was calling the hospital.
Isn't that crazy?
She won't stop crying.
And can you imagine your girls going through something and they're like, I don't want to call my mom and bother her? Could you imagine now?
Yeah, no, my daughters would call me. I just didn't want to bother my mother because, you know, it's like, I'm like, let her sleep, you know, because she was helping. You know, I'm like, you know, because I wanted to try to do it on my own, you know? And so I called the hospital and I was breastfeeding. So it's like, I wasn't making enough milk, like in the beginning. So she was hungry, you know? And so, but I figured it out on my own. So yeah. And I ended up being like, everyone always tells me what an amazing mom I am, but I know I am to my kids because I put them first. Like they're my pride and joy. They
like
are.
Your mom did.
And then everything else comes later on. Like,
totally.
Like that's the thing. We live in Jersey. Like I don't go to every opening of an envelope. I don't. Yeah. My kids come first. My family comes first. Then everything else, you know, of course that's my career. It's my, you know, it's my job. It's where, you know, how I make a living, but you know, I think I do a good job balancing it out. Right. You know,
but look at that. I mean, look at what you're just saying. And the, you know, you're like, we talk about the differences between us two. It's like, you're just saying like you grew up in nothing but love with your parents.
Yeah.
Your whole life until you were 27 years old. Yeah. Okay. In a united family, that's the only house you live. Like that is the household that you grew up in. My parents divorced when I was 5 and they both remarried when I was 6. So right. By the time I was 6, I had 4 sets of parents. I went from one sister to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more sisters. I was the youngest one now, instead of the youngest of 2, I was the youngest of like, and then another one came along. Like my world was completely different within a year. And that was at 6 years old. I'm not saying like my parents didn't love me. Of course, my parents always loved me, but it was just like, I had love in this house. And then I had to go to this house. And then the next weekend, I had to go to this house and then I had to be home by this house.
And you know, and that's a lot on a kid just because you have to deal with all those siblings. I'm sure there's a lot of fighting going on, right? And
all girls.
Right. That's what I'm saying, right? There was a lot of fighting. Like that's what I'm saying.
It was a lot of
I'm like grateful like that my kids were older. Yeah. And we had only little Louie that had to move in with us and the transition was good. Thank God, you know, and yeah. Nicholas is a, you know, he's a doll. He's, you know, he's very, like that was very easy. And yeah, I mean, thank God, because trust me, like kids can make a marriage and kids could break a marriage.
1,000,000,000%.
No, really. I mean, if my kids didn't like Louie, there would be no Louie, you know?
Totally.
And I'm sure vice versa. If little Louie didn't like me or Nicholas, there would not be me. I wouldn't
or
be.
Or it'd be very difficult. Either way.
Yes, exactly.
Wouldn't be around or be very, very difficult.
Yeah, because I mean.
You know, like going back to what we were saying forever ago when we started talking, how it's like how people can blame their parents for everything. Like they never just like grow the fuck up and grab their own balls and, you know, pull their big girl panties up and like take accountability. So much stuff happened within like my childhood between the divorces and like people fighting and then a lot of siblings and this and that. And like sisters that whatever it is to this day in their 40s, 50s will sit here and blame their entire life on something that happened when they were 10 years old.
That's crazy. That's fucking crazy to me. Yeah. I hear that a lot with like a lot of people I'm around. I have no patience for that, Melissa.
None.
I have no patience for that because it's like, you're a grown adult. You know, you make your own path. You make your own journey. Stop blaming your parents.
Or everybody else. Stop blaming everybody else.
Or other people. Exactly. Or other people. Yeah. Or other people. Just
you don't like to say hate.
Accountability.
I hate this. And I don't like to say hate either. It's a very strong word. And you shouldn't. Yeah. I hate this. Because it's everybody else's fault. It's like, and then they're like, well, but don't you know, in all their years of going to therapy, when something traumatic supposedly, when something traumatic happens to somebody, say they're 10 and something traumatic happens to them, it mentally, in their mind, even though they're growing up and they're older, they're still in the same mentality at when they were when that event happened to them. So like therapists would be like, well, your sister's still just a 10-year-old. Even though she's 50, she still has the mentality of a 10-year-old. She's a hurt girl and, you know, the world has fucked her and ruined her world.
That's what a therapy, because you went to therapy for a long time, right?
We all had to go.
Yeah.
Because
you're saying that's what the therapist says. Yeah. Cause I mean, yeah. And it's like, you got to put that. I know. I think about it. I mean, I remember the therapist was telling me stuff too about my brother. And it's like, you know, yeah. And it's like, you have to, yeah. So keep going.
But think about it. When Melania was what? 6 years old when this happened with Joe?
No, Adriana was 6 when Joe left. And Adriana was 6. Melania was 10. Nine or 10.
So that's essentially saying.
I would say nine.
That's essentially saying Melania, how old is she right now? 16?
Now she's going to be 18 February 2nd.
That's right.
She's 17.
That she's essentially still has the mentality of a 10-year-old. Because what the traumatic event of Joe leaving happening to her.
Yeah, and then she doesn't. I see the growth that she's made.
Right.
Yeah, she like doesn't even think about that anymore. It's like, yeah, and thank God. I mean, Melania did go to therapy. And I think it was me. Like, I was there for her. I helped her get through it. Yeah, and you know, she don't even think about that anymore, you know?
And you know what she could have done? She could have gone way, way, way left.
Yeah, none of them blamed, like, oh, because of what happened to my parents.
Right.
None of them say that. And I'm glad they don't. Like, if it wasn't for this, they don't say that. None of them, which I'm so glad, because I don't want them saying that. I want them, you know, living their life. And, you know, this happened to mommy and daddy, not to you guys, you know.
Right.
If anything, I'm trying to, that's why, you know, I always tried to, you know, I wanted them to have the same lifestyle that, you know, when Joe left, I was like busting my ass. I was working so hard. I was like, cause I didn't want too much to change around them.
Right.
You know, what was going on, because I'm like, they went through enough by losing their father. Like,
that's a good testament to you. Your kids could be like super fucked up right now.
No, exactly. And that's why I'm always grateful. And like, I always, you know, thank God. And yeah, I'm always, you know, you can't just ask God for things when you need them. You have to, you know,
do it.
Yes. It's good to have them in your prayers all the time.
It's so true. It's like, again, the hate word, but I hate lazy. I hate those that just cannot own up and like man up, woman up, whatever, for their shit. Like, we all go through bad stuff. You can make your own decision to course correct and figure it out and go the right way, or you can make your own decision to go way left and off the deep end. But like, that's on you. Like, I understand I'll have issues, I'm sure, for a very long time that somebody kicked my ass for 4 years and think about like the damage that he did physically.
Yeah, but if I were you, I wouldn't think about that anymore.
But I don't sit here and I'm like, oh my God, remember when he like grabbed me by the neck and threw me off?
No, I know. But now,
if I see something
that reminds me, like,
if I'm watching a movie and that happens, I'm like, I'm not watching this.
Yeah, no, I know. But see, look, now you have Josh that came into your life.
Right.
That's like so amazing. And like, that's so beautiful, you know?
Right. I'm not going around like throwing people against the wall or like doing something to my kids and hitting my kids. Like, you have to make your own decisions when you're an adult.
Right.
Like, grow up, take accountability, and just like do the right thing. Be a good person and do the right thing.
Yeah. I mean, this is a good way to end the year, because then we're going into the new year.
Totally.
So anyone, if there's any changes that anyone wants to make, like going forward, like, this is, you know, we're talking to you guys through our experiences. So if it could help you, and That's why. I mean, I think that's another thing. Like, I wish I would have asked more questions. Like, asking questions or listening is really important.
Very.
And then you could, you know, then it just, you'll hear one word maybe that would be like, oh my God, thank you so much. That helped me. I'm going to do that now, you know?
But that's us. Like, listen, maybe us talking about, like, you know, our experiences or divorce, remarriage, whatever it is, aren't like all warm and fuzzy. Like, you're not sitting here like, oh my God, that was just like the most warm, like uplifting conversation I've ever heard. But you know what? It's fucking real. And like, that's why we do it. Because guess what? How many people in this world have divorced parents, or they're going through a divorce themselves? And maybe they're going through divorce with children, or maybe they have.
I never thought I was going to get divorced. Ever.
Exactly. Look at, like, the household.
I never thought I was going to get divorced, but it's fine. And it's it's okay. And my kids are fine now. And it's I think it's, now I get it. To, you know, sometimes divorce is needed, you know, like, I'm just saying, if you're not happy, that's another thing. If you're not happy, you don't need to stay.
Move on.
You know, you could leave, because you have one life to live, and live it the way you want to live it. Especially if you're not happy, get out, get out.
That's why it's good.
And if you're scared to get out, don't be, it'll work out. It'll all work out. You might think, right? Cause you remember you were scared.
Scary. Of course. It's scary.
I know. And then it's like, leave, you know, like, listen, it, you know, it doesn't rain forever, right? The sun comes out. So it's everything's going to work out. So don't be afraid. Don't stay. Don't waste your life. Like, move on.
Right. I mean, Seattle doesn't even rain forever. So if that's raining forever.
No. I know. I went to Seattle. I had a job in Seattle, an appearance. And the day I went there, it was sunny. I was like, oh my God, I brought the sunshine.
Yeah. And then it rained every day after. But like, you guys, this is why we do it. I mean, of course we want to say Merry Christmas. We forgot to say it. But like, this is not, again, I don't know how many times we end, like, this is not what I thought we were going to talk about, but then you and I just get talking and it's like, it's real. And you know what I love the most? I get a lot of messages about our podcast and questions and this and that, but you know what the best ones are? Saying, oh my gosh, I can so relate to X, Y, and Z that you talked about. Because between what you've been through, what you're going through, between what you're thinking, between what I've been through, going through, whatever, like, we can hit a lot of different people and experiences. So it's just like, this is good. I mean, look at us. We grew up completely different. Like, there's so many things that you could say that are different about us, but yet we come together for the greater good of us being close, a relationship, doing this podcast together. Like, there's a reason. I could have done a podcast with somebody else. You could have done a podcast with somebody else. Like, why us together? And like you said, there's a reason. So, like, we're here to wish you Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Well, it's over now, but I hope everyone had an amazing Christmas with their families. I'm sure you did. I'm sure you ate so much. I'm still a little hungover. I mean, like a little bit. Yeah. So Louie and I had another date night last night because they ended up leaving. So we ended up, we went to the city. We had so much fun and it was good. Nice. Yeah.
Well, this is our last one, Teresa, before we hit 2024.
I know. So let's make 2024 amazing. Let's crush it, everyone. Get your mindset ready, meditate, do whatever you have to do, bring in the new year with a bang. Literally, you could do both, you know?
Tequila I have.
Yes. And make sure set your intentions, do a vision board, say what you want 2024 to be, and it will be.
What? 2023 was a tough year for you, as it was for a lot of people. You know what you can do? You can say fuck off 2023, because now we're going to 2024 and it is going to be an amazing, amazing year for us.
Yeah. I got married in 22, right? Yes. Yeah. I got married. So 2023, I have to say, was a tough year.
Yeah.
It was. Yes, it was. Even 2022. I mean, like, a little, because, you know, with the whole situation with, you know, with the family, but I know 2020, I wrote Louie a card because we give each other cards a lot. I'm like, let's crush 2024.
Crush.
You know?
Yeah. You know what's crazy?
Put it out there.
the end of the year, the last day of 2023 is 12/31/23. So it's 12.
Oh, wow. So what does that mean? Because that's definitely astrology. So what does that mean?
It's 1-2-3-3-2-1.
Yeah.
No. 1-2-3-1-2-3.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look. Yeah. It's 1. Yeah. 1-2-3. So 1-2-3. It's 1-2-3. Then it's a 4 because it's 24.
No, but if you just do 12-31-23.
Yeah. It's 1-2-3. Exactly.
1-2-3-1-2-3.
Yeah.
That's the last day of the year. How crazy is that? That has to have some kind of meaning. Like,
you speak to a spiritual advisor.
I need to figure out what that means.
You need to ask her. I'm going to ask mine. I have a few of them that I speak to.
Someone just told me that yesterday and I was like, oh shit. Like numbers, I'm into numbers. I'm superstitious. Like I'm into numbers. That has to mean something like, you guys, this is the end of the year, moving on and then moving up.
Yeah, I'm very into astrology. So we have to look into that. Yeah, maybe let's look in. Let's do that. Talk about that. And then we could talk about that in the beginning.
In the new year.
Yeah, in the new year.
And all the amazing blessings that those little signs are going to bring us. And of course, going into the new year, you will still be stuck with us every Wednesday. And Teresa, we did another year. We did another year with all these amazing, amazing friends and people listening and like your support. We, again, every episode, every year could not be here without you guys.
Thank you for all your love and support. And I'm wishing you guys all many beautiful blessings, a lot of love, happiness, and health to you and your family. And let's make sure you put your intentions out there and say you're going to crush 2024, and you will.
And no matter how hard it could have been for Teresa and I at certain moments in 2023, the consistent thing was always you guys and your support.
Pushing forward. Yeah. I mean, that of course, and then just keep pushing forward. Never give up. Never give up.
Never.
You can't give up. The only time you give up is when you die. And then you have no control. Yes. But never give up. Always keep pushing forward, no matter how hard it is.
We love you guys. Happy end of the year. Happy new year.
Yes. Have a happy new year with you and your family and your loved ones and your friends, and drink lots of tequila and get wasted and have so much fun.
You guys,
if you want to get wasted, you don't have to.
But no, you have to. You guys, we can't wait to kick off 2024. Another year in the books with you guys. We love you so much, and we will see you in 2024.
Happy New Year. Love, love, love.
I knew it. Another Herdat Media production.